Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larvell Blanks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Otis reaches second base with a double. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it and throws to home to get Otis. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-1 in the game. Dade hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paquette. Dade reaches second base with a double. Paquette throws the ball into Brett, who tags Dade trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a pop-up towards short. Blanks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Grubb moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive towards short. Blanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Bell reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Split Orf, and towards White, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Date hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Date moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise throws to second for one, and Blanks throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Brett moves to second. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. McRae moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Manning steals third. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle juggles the ball. That's an error on Hurdle. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb strikes out. One out. Doug Bird now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bird. Kuiper moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards second. White scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter is called out on strikes. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Otis strikes out. 2 outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 3 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 3 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Norris pinch hits for Bo Diaz. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.